December 21. I'll be home for Christmas. An erotic Christmas calendar by Malin Edholm. Translated by Emma Erickson. Narrated by Savannah Scarlett for Lust. And just like that, he was back again. In the sleepy mining town where he grew up. A town haunted by the ghosts of his childhood. Once a year, Olaf came back here to celebrate Christmas with his family. Back to the town that he had left a week after graduation. He had moved far away to a bigger city on the other side of the country. Each year was the same, as always. The town was covered in a layer of beautiful snow, but the sparkling cover couldn't hide how dead the town was. The streets were empty, and most of the shops had closed down and moved to a mall on the outskirts of town. His personality and dreams had been too big, too special, too queer. He knew it as early as in primary school. His norm-breaking behaviour hadn't been received with violence, but with mean words and raised eyebrows. Normal had been the norm, nothing special. It had been his life then. Now, it was all just memories. Memories that were always brought back to life the moment the train stopped at the station and he stepped out onto the platform, slightly scared and claustrophobic. This time felt different, though, because instead of spending a couple of quiet days with his parents and possibly an uncle and his wife, sitting in front of the TV, taking walks and eating loads of food, he would go out on Boxing Day. He would attend the famous Boxing Day homecoming party that he had always avoided like the plague. He hadn't had a night out in his hometown since he was 18, while he was still at school. He had planned to turn down Tessa's offer to come with her to the homecoming party on Boxing Day. Instead, he had told her that he would come, and now he was feeling anxious about it. He wasn't even sure what had made him say yes. He had lost touch with his childhood friends. It was hard keeping friendships alive over social media. Now they felt like nothing more than people he had common memories with. However, there was one person that he was as afraid as he was excited to meet, and if he was going to the party, it would be worth it. It would be fun to see Tess, though. Just like him, she had also left town. One morning, she had woken up thinking she might be pregnant by her loser of a boyfriend. That had been a real wake-up call, and she had left town almost as soon as Olaf. She had packed a big backpack and travelled around the world. At one point, Olaf had stopped liking her posts, commenting on her photos or caring about her travels. It was a shame. Maybe now he would get a chance to make up for his lack of interest. Most of his other childhood friends had a bunch of kids and owned houses by now. Some of them had even gotten divorced. His life as a single man in a big city, living in a vegan collective, felt very distant from theirs. People stared at Olaf when he walked through town. They stared at his fake fur and his canvas bag printed with a political message. Nobody stares like that in the big city, he thought, before stepping into his parents' house and into his mother's warm embrace. The house smelled wonderfully of caramel, cloves, cinnamon and onions. A feeling of food and warmth and family washed over him when he stepped into the newly cleaned hallway. He had always taken his mother's baking, cleaning and cooking for granted growing up. But now that he lived on his own for so long and didn't have anyone to constantly look out for him,